An investigation of several arsons in the Uniontown area has yielded an arrest. Police say juvenile suspect turned himself in Wednesday. His name was not released. Police are attempting to identify two additional juvenile suspects. The case will be referred to the Juvenile Division of the Starr County Prosecutor's Office. A 16-passenger van was set ablaze at a warehouse on Apache Street Monday. A large trash bin at the same location and a bathroom at Uniontown Community Park were also set on fire Sunday. Two bathroom facilities, the Diamond Baseball Fields off Creek Bomb Road, were in flames the same day. The Summit County Sheriff's Office oversees that area. The investigation is continuing. Former executive director of the YWCA of Alliance has resigned as head of the Autism Society of the Mahoning Valley. Stacey Bacorn's decision to step down takes effect immediately and follows her guilty plea Tuesday to a felony count of theft in Starr County Common Pleas Court. Bacorn, who resigned from the YWCA in September, stole nearly $7,000 from the organization. Her case was referred to a theft intervention program. Bacorn was ordered to pay restitution. Officials at the Autism Society say they will conduct an audit as a precautionary measure. There's no indication there was any financial wrongdoing on Bacorn's part during her 6 months with the nonprofit. Starr County, not among Ohio counties, awarded state grants for jail projects and renovations. The county was seeking between $10 and $15 million for a roughly $80 million jail upgrade. The Ohio Jail and Safety Security Program awarded $50 million last month. Starr County's project involves construction of a new pod-style cell block. Work will begin this summer. The project is being paid for with a combination of the county's general fund, the criminal justice sales tax, and American Rescue Plan funds. Commissioners are disappointed they didn't receive the funding, but say they can reapply if additional funding becomes available. The Marlington School Board Thursday approved community reinvestment areas for MPI Label Systems and Robertson Heating Supply. MPI plans to build a small addition on West Main Street. The $1 million project would create 10 new full-time and two part-time jobs. Robertson is proposing a 93,000-square-foot warehouse on West Main. It would lead to 20 new full-time and five part-time positions. The construction cost is $17 million. The board discussed the Ohio House budget proposal, which includes a provision to close school buildings where enrollment is below 60% of capacity. The House and Senate are reconciling the respective budget plans. Scott Stayer was hired as athletic director on a three-year contract effective August 1st. Stayer is now at Canton Local Schools. Nemechillan Township trustees Thursday made a final payment concerning a cost-sharing agreement with Starr County. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
With the closing of CENTCOM, the township no longer needs the CAD software maintenance contract and therefore paid the county $4,718 as a final payment. Trustees also accepted quotes from Connecting Point to construct a computer firewall, docking stations for the computers in the zoning and fiscal offices, and a new computer for the road department totaling $3,978. Properties at 5787 Eastview and 2890 Beck Avenue were declared as nuisances due to vegetation, weeds, garbage, and other debris.
The company overseeing payments to victims of the 2023 East Palestine train derailment has been removed from that responsibility. Federal Judge Benita Pearson Wednesday dismissed Kroll Settlement Administration. There was no objection from Norfolk Southern Railroad. Attorneys representing the victims had asked for Kroll to be removed. According to Pearson's order, the company likely miscalculated payments and may have made some overpayments. Kroll failed to follow a plan of distribution outlining how settlement money should be split up. Pearson named Epic Class Action and Claims Solutions to handle the payments. Lisbon man accused in a shooting that sent another man to the hospital has been formally charged with a crime. The Columbiana County Grand Jury indicted 22-year-old Hunter Congrove on charges of kidnapping, felonious assault, and tampering with evidence. He allegedly shot Sean Harpold in the leg at a home on Route 45 in Madison Township March 12th. Harpold was taken to an East Liverpool hospital before being flown to a Pittsburgh hospital. Congrove was arrested later in Yellow Creek Township on unrelated charges. He's being held in the county jail on $100,000 bond. Man who threatened a Youngstown police officer sentenced to 18 months in prison. 31-year-old Peter Levitsky pleaded guilty in May to charges of intimidation, ethnic intimidation, and domestic violence. Police were called to Levitsky's home December 9th to investigate a domestic disturbance. It was Levitsky's third domestic violence arrest of the year. As he was being driven to the Mahoning County Jail, Levitsky made racial comments about the officer who is black and his family. He also threatened to kill the officer when he was released from jail. Suspect in a Cleveland arson has been charged with the death of a Warren man, 28-year-old Nathaniel Crockett, accused of torching a car found in the 9300 block of Sherwood Road in East Cleveland February 4th. Crockett was charged with aggravated murder Thursday by East Cleveland police in the death of 46-year-old Javar King. King's body was found in the car the same day he was reported missing. The car belonged to one of King's relatives.